Okay, go through Mitzvah Krishna. So this is around the sixth parish. This is in Yaakovim that Yosef, after all those years, so it says that Yosef was crying. Yaakov wasn't crying. So it says that Yaakovim was saying Krishna. So the Velta Sakasha, so what was going on? Manashach. If it wasn't Zman Krishma, so then why is Yaakov saying Krishma? If it wasn't Zman Krishma, so we were Jason. How come Yosef wasn't saying Krishma? Saying Shema. So Morale says that the Pshat is that for Etzem it wasn't Zman Krishma. Of us, it says it's some halach of Darki Shal Sadiqim that when they get a special tov from the Banisha, so. The Mekabal Malchus Shemayim, and they take something onto themselves, and they give something back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Yaakov, after they're being separated from Yosef all these years, you know, and he finally, you know, he thought he was dead, and it was a very emotional moment for him. It was a very big moment in his life, and therefore he said Shema. Like Chavis Olam writes, the person's chiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam is a little bit kafi the karas atayv, kafi the amount he realizes he gets from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a person gets something from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore it's supposed to be Mekabal Malchus Shemayim. So therefore that's the reason why Yaakov Avinu was Mekabal Malchus Shemayim at this point. Also from what the Chashvi said, like when Mela, anytime, you know, this is an Hagam Morale says, you know, anytime you get like a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you should Mekabal something on yourself. You know, he's zichet to have a baby, Bacha gets engaged, he's chasana, you know, all these things. When he gets something from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the person is supposed to Mekabal Malchus Shemayim and Mekabal something on himself. Okay, the law looks like Krishna. I guess first we'll start with this man Krishna. And so when is the Iker man of Krishna? So we'll start from earliest point till the latest point. Maybe start backward, which part's more to get? Okay, anyhow. In terms of the earliest start, the earliest point, that's like Iker's man. State the when's the earliest point person going to say Krishna? So this is Mishiyakar. A person this man of Mishiyakar. Now when is that? Not 1,000% clear exactly when, you know, when it is in Eretz Yisrael, the Noeg Be'erach 50 minutes before Alois, before Nates, that's going to be the Zman of Mishiyakar. In America, the different Menagam, I think Moshe was like 36 minutes, 38 minutes.
5-0 or
1-5? 50, otherwise we don't have time to, yeah, you can't put 1,000 also until, you know, to Mashiachar. So it's better with 50 minutes in Eretzal, you know, yeah, that's what you know, in America, Mappa is at 36, 40, I guess it's Chekaloach, and that's going to be the earliest time of an enormous situation, that's the earliest time when Zman Krishma starts. Yeah, so when's the next Zman? The next Zman is, that's when it starts. When's the really the best time? The best time is with Vesikin. It's brought down that there's a great amount of diamond in Vesikin. Now there's a system of Vesikin, which I'm the major not coming, is what's the Mila Vesikin? Is Vesikin a Mila Mitzvah Kriyashma? Which I suppose say Kriyashma Vesikin. That says my Kriyashma. And Ross means once you say Kriyashma, so you have to be semakul at Tfil, then you say Shema Nasri. That's all Mahalach. The whole Mahalach is then, oh, Vesikin really is a din in Shema Nasri. The Iker Zman Shemana Esrei is supposed to be a Vesikin. Nervous. If you have a Shemana Esrei dance, you have to Shemana Esrei by the time you get to Vesikin. Therefore, you say Shema beforehand. What's an Afkamina? An Afkamina is if you're up and you know, you're not davening, should you say Shema or not? If you're also Maile in Kriya Shema, that the Iker Zman Krishma is still Vesikin, that's Iker Zman Krishma. So then if you're up, you say, go ahead and say Shema. If you hold it to din in Shema Esrei, then it won't be any Indian to say Shema. I might shechinach our paskins that you should say Shema. I'm saying you should say it all tonight, but it's kedai to say Shema at the Zman of Vesikin because
tonight,
if it's not there because of my Krishma, then I don't want to be Yoitza. Yeah, it's a subject. It's in Krishma, it's in Tefillah. Now, if it's not there because of my Krishma, you're missing the brachas. You don't have Tefillah or not.
It's so better to miss the brachas. It all
sounds
that this is
a
Sikkim, the
Maila
is Krishna,
it's better to be similar. Yeah, because it's an Iker Zman Krishna. It's according to Bayonet, it's an Iker Zman Krishna is then everything else is B'di'evet in the Rabbinian as well. It's only, you know, it's only B'di'evet, and therefore, if you're up Wednesday, whatever, you get welcome all the nights, or you stay up all night, or Rosh Hashanah, whatever it is.
Won't be learning. Could I start with learning to go to the Sikkim to do that now?
Dav Vesikin, of course.
No. Let's say he's not gonna Dav Vesikin, but he's in the middle of
the Karapagal
now. And now
he
becomes
Zman
Vesikin.
Yeah,
it's a Maila Zman Krishma. What's the Tzad that's Krishna? It's before Nitz? What's the
What's the Zman? It's Zman and Krishma. When is the Zman?
Yeah, because Zman Krishma is like the finish of my nates, yeah.
Finish
in this man and ace, and you know, it's not from beforehand, it's and it's a chama, that's the man we have. We're supposed to like
1 minute to go and finish it.
So, the whole Nate's thing, the Chazanish, was like not happy. The whole thing, like Nate's people, and they're like, you know, checking out, he's setting only the half clocks, and
you know, so the Shema and Shema,
you can't do both by Nate. No, that's a shayla. Is it in Shema or is it in Shema? It didn't have to be finished. I'm finishing Shema. Ikka Shema is like it's right in the Karvelinates. That's what it is. It's Karvelinates. And therefore, that's when Ikka is my Kareshma is at that point. And then I go into Shema Nesrei. Or the Ikka Shema is. Or the Ikka is in Shema Nesrei. Right after we've done Shema. Because otherwise I can't go ahead and daven. Okay, so after, if you didn't make Nates, right? Someone said make Nates today, right? So then, the earlier the better, right? It's the reason we're doing the mitzvahs. And, no, the earlier, the better. When does it end? So it ends, Frank Kishman ends the Gimel Shais. What's because the Gimel Shais? If Tushitas is Gimel Shais, you do a Tushitas Magram the Goin. Is it from Alois or is it from Nates? The Goin goes from Nates. The 3 hours Magram goes from Alois. How do we pass? And they're like, Tushitas, you know, like, Dilly saw the both. You know. They saw like Magavram, they saw they like Nate. He's been there to saw the much more Magavram deck. So when I came to Sajjah Bachavet, it's like someone's time last night, I don't think there wasn't even a meeting on Shabbos, basically, which like didn't do the Magavram. Like everyone did Magavram. Like maybe there was one, maybe Vision is just opening then. But whatever, both Menhagim are, you know, Rabbi Asher said it's Kedai to be Magavram for Magavram. Might as well be done with the over here, right? It's not like, you know, this is a serious thing. Right, you know, Nurchanak we go crazy. I mean, is it Mamash Zeraisa? And can we miss my Grishma? He says, I'm in a right to be Machmer. He said, Brach is maybe not to be Machmer. Definitely is a very good thing to be Machmer. Do I say you have to be Machmer? I can't say. Definitely, do Ilam, who did like the, you know, the guy, we got a lot from the guy, right? But definitely, you know,
the. Because he did it, have you held that?
Oh, you probably, right, that was sick. Right, that's true. Definitely that was sick. It's in olden days, No, the Machaber writes that. The first halacha shachar, right? Sef Aleph, Iskav Kari, Shomer the Shachar. He's supposed to get up. He's supposed to get up at a lace. That's, you know, that's what it says. The store the value of pian. That goes something like ups. The person to take care of was noticing that he's like just a little tired. So I'm like, what's going on? Like, what's chat? He said like, kind of he's struggling shachar. He says like, no, he's getting old. And Achar Mevesh, I'm going to go through, you know, from Shulchan Aruch and see what he's making, you know. So I said, Alf, and first of all, he's supposed to get up. I'm just at a lace. And am I going to do that? So if he's starting up by a lace. But like, what's the Lima's course? The Lima's course is in all the days with electricity. So if he didn't get up by a lace, well, I mean, the whole night, you know what I mean? What? Whatever, there's a really. Yeah. So come by, people still have the lights and like, whatever. Because, you know, nowadays, you know. So therefore, and that's what the. I mean, ask us this, why we don't do it. But anyhow, so kids, it's definitely a nice thing to do Magen Avraham. It's right to do Magen Avraham. Agav, when is there's a difference between the Magen Avraham in Eretz Yisrael than in America in terms of the timing? As to when Alois is. Is Alois is in Chutz Laaretz, they do Alois across the board 72 minutes before our Nates. In Eretz Yisrael, they do 90. So therefore, when the Cheshire being the Magen Avraham is on Grishma, over here, it's end up being 9 minutes earlier than the Magen Avraham in America. Because if you're doing a day 90 to 90, you're adding on 18 minutes to the day. But you're adding on both sides. Because it ends up being 9 minutes. That's the Cheshbon.
90
or do you feel the degrees? No. Peshutta, the most normal way to do it is 90 to 90. There are some do 90 to 25. If you look at Luach, there's a Magen Avraham, the Chumra, they're doing 90 to 25. But the normal way is to do 90 to 90. That's pretty cool. In America, they're doing 72 to 72. Therefore, it's going to be like 8-9 minutes difference. Therefore, if you miss the Magen Avraham over here by a couple of minutes, say it. If you make Magen Avraham, you miss it. Is that on Makbet or on the Chosam Shira? Stop your Makbet, okay? I mean, now that it's time to be Makbet, the Magen Avraham, the Chirah, so okay, so you miss it by a couple of minutes, still go ahead.
What's the Ikka Taka? What's the Ikka? The Magen Avraham here and Magen Avraham there? What's the real?
Here's the Chiddush.
Here's the
Chiddush? Yeah, definitely. I'm saying. They're going with how much, yeah, that those 18 minutes, that's the Ikka did. Not 22 and a half, not 5 minutes. Okay, just one last thing we've been getting, and this is my Krishma. Okay, so Kitsa, so you have the Magen Avraham and you have the Goyim. As you on the Luach, the different Luachs, in terms of when, if you notice, there's a couple minute difference on the Luachs Depends on what's on Krishna's. Like the one locus is one thing, the other locus is other thing. So it has a little bit to do with my son. I think I mentioned story in the past, but my son was born in between two kids. I mentioned this once, right? You guys know the story. You'll have the story, you know, in Israel long enough. You know the story about this point. Because you don't cut things down to the last second. That's the basic aside. Okay, we had a story. So therefore, one of the looks like pushes you up a little bit, like not. And everyone says, "We know it's my creation." My mom's doing something. Mom's there. Isa, like, you know, to cut it down to the last minute is like a fair thing to do. And you should definitely like should be, you know, done a couple of minutes beforehand. Agav, you cannot be signing up on a shul with your davening for that they're making it on Krishma. They're not, you know, you go to the place on Shabbos, you're assuming like they're making it. Very lav dafka, you know. Whatever. What do you say? Well, usually the Gaboyim make up this man when they daven and run the minion, right? In terms of whatever. But also, if you're late, a lot of shuls like just make it, right? So like if you're leaving behind, you're missing. As in, by us, I tell them to try to get up to Shemana, so couple of minutes before and then it's my Krishma, because in every shul, say 25% of people are late, right? So I guess from an essay, like 25% of people are behind you. So if you're making my Krishma, b'diyok, so 25% of the shul did not make my Krishma. Therefore,
you have to make the Berchus Krishma also?
So we'll get that second. Now, in terms of what has to be done, they have to start Krishma, finish Krishma. So this is really Sayyid Shah and everything, and all of those brachas and all the Shvan Esrei and by Mincha Mayrev, everything was have to be done by. So, of course, the board basically is going to come out all the placing inside of Chashidus Placekim is they have to be done by the end of Zayn Krishma, have to be done, and Shvan Esrei, Mishavura, the ground, we're going to have a long list. Not feeling everything. Chassidim say they've been waiting right for Tayyid Avav. It says that it's good, like Hashem will get angry when Bilam Harasha went to Chris Kaisel. Because it would have gotten angry, it would have been like his club and typhus, and who knows what, not the guy. So the Gemara says, how long is the commercial we get angry for? A second. It's like typhus, you don't get angry for a second, what are you going to say already? So typhus says, one typhus we would have said, claim, destroy them. The other typhus says that, no. Once you start the call and the point where Kershbach is angry, you got it, you're in. So once you're in, you're like, be mamshachit. So they say that Mida Taiva is better than Mida Prani is 500-1. So for Pranis, you like get in and you're in, like Rimam Shechit, for sure, for Mida Taiva. And for the Nemesh of the Liman Schus, like Rimam Shech, Yechimam Shech Vaitab. Akbarim, Allah Kamaitza, we're in the one definition now. Go ahead and do that.
Finishing Krishma or
Birkus Krishma? No. Finishing Krishma for sure, because Krishma is talking about Shais. Birkus Krishma, technically, you have to Dalit Shais. So it's not really so much a problem. It's quite a shmess. There is a Pri Yitzchak, which writes, L'chadchila, the Bikras Krishma should also be done in the Zman of Krishma. It's a Chedek Krishma, it's a Mailan Krishma, and there's a Pri Yitzchak which says that also, that this should be done in the Zman of Krishma. That's another reason why it's a Maila if the Shul gets up the Shemin Esrei by in the Zman of Krishma. I think Rabbi Asher was against Machmar in it. And that's also a Maila Mitzvah.
That's why all the
Shul
are like, mirror the
Dhamma
Shabbos so early in the winter because they
want to
do this
mile. No, they want to get the Magana from. The
mirror doesn't go. I'm saying, say Krishna
4
is not.
Is there a specific mile? No, so definitely it's a mile. Iker Krishna has to be done with brachas. You know, it's a bit dievet to say Krishna without brachas. The Iker Takana is that it's Bikr's Krishna and it's redone up Yisrael Tfila, be done up Yisrael brachas. So therefore they want to say the Magman, they want to daven Krishna with the Magana Ram's. Now, Gemara brings down if you say Krishna without tefillin, it's kill me to say the sheker and kill maybe zevach b'lein sachem. So the question is, if you're saying Krishna before davening, let's say you're running late towards saying Krishna before davening, do you have to go out and put your tefillin on or not? So Pasha double B, yes, there is a shtickle from which a lot of chachamim go with. They say the only time it's made a sheker is only if you can say Krishna, you're not going to put on tefillin. But if you can say it later on with tefillin, then it's not a chesed made a sheker.
What would you
make? Well, I'm making them as I'm saying that.
If you put them on, would you, like, let's say you're not leaving your apartment, you're running late, so you want to say Shema Yitzchak, you're going to a minion. Would you put it on? Would you, let's say you put them on, would you make a new bracha vashul if you're in?
You're taking them off, or if
yeah,
you're
yeah,
okay. Okay, if you're taking them off, yeah, about it, you have to make a new bracha. Shemi Makam, and yeah, about it, you make a new bracha.
Shemi Makam is a separate bracha.
for the tefillin, you're taking it off. Anyone wants tefillin, take it off. It's azilei. It's not like a the talis type
thing. Are you planning to bring it right back on?
It's tefillin, yeah. Not tefillin, you're going
to back on. If you take off tefillin, you're going to bring it right back on.
If you take off tefillin, yeah.
So you das, put it back on?
Yeah.
Not only if you use the bathroom.
What do you say?
Only like available.
By where?
Only if you use the bathroom for real.
So you can have like some type of hefsek with a shina, then you know that's for sure.
Is there a problem to walk the shul with tefillin?
No, not at all. It's brought down that the Chai brings down this, so really we
should cover
them? The Chai brings down that's in the Mailo to do that. Where is that? You don't do the Mechaber had some things down, some Mechaber. The reason we don't do it is because either because of being a Gaim, because of the Gaim around, or because of you pass by becoming someone to Nafim. So with that kind of Yerushalayim, you know, the garbage doesn't always come, right? So, and it's tons of garbage, so, okay, but now they have those like underground ones. You know, but,
I don't want to say it's not creation.
Every day, bro.
Right. So if you're machmir for the Magen Avraham, you should do it out tonight. Else the brachas again. Let's see machmir Magen Avraham. So say Krishna, I'll tell you out tonight. If talking to Magen Avraham, you have some Magen Avraham. If not, you want to be yitzah with the going.
Can I explain
one tonight for the year? Never mind. Like you have to sit there like tonight kafel with whatever. I want someone to someone with my kafel with a hikan alav and how's it work? You know?
You know, you want to.
What's up? It's supposed to, I'm saying. Now, when it comes to Krishma, so it says you have to have kavana. It's different than all other mitzvahs. There are two types of kavana. There's mitzvah kavana, two types of kavana. There's one kavana the person has to have. You want to be able to mitzvah, mitzvah kavana. The separate kavana created by Krishma, the whole Varda Krishna is Kabbalah Macha Shemayim. So if a person doesn't think about the words, so it's a chesaron in Kabbalah Macha Shemayim. So first, let's start with the kavana of mitzvah kavana. This is a regular halacha. You always have to have a kavana when we have mitzvahs. That's the right thing to do. Before you do mitzvah, you should have a mind. Shem Yerukitshu, you want to have a mind to be to the mitzvah. If a person didn't, so there's a limitskos in the Chayadim, Chayadim writes that being that it's like a stumble of Shema, being that the person, the reason why a person is saying Shema is in order to be to the mitzvah, therefore it's like menastam like that. So therefore, even if a person didn't have a mind per se, but it's muchach, that's what he's doing. So he says that works. Which he writes, the stumble. He says, "Calls him the avid lachila." He says, "If it's mukhal ve'inyan that you're doing the lotsa, you see when you can have a fair, you're going to be yitza." So calls him the avid about lachila yata vizar. The chavim couldn't come mitzvah says the chavasa, but about the b'di avid that's something which would work. And the second aspect is that being Krishna is kabbalah machshemayim of all the things on the line. Alex Shor from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a person has to work on having kavanah b'shema and the first bracha shemen esrei, and it's a tremendous, you know, it's a great savaida. It writes over there that it's something which could take shanim rabbis, a lot of years, until a person like trains himself to you know, to do it in the proper eifin. Kapanim, so if a person did not have in mind the piercing milas, so then the person then it's brought down in a yitza. Then a person is not yitza, because the whole thing is about Noach Shemayim, and therefore a person is not yitza. So what's the basic kavana? Shema is Shema Kabbal. Yisrael is, you say Tekla Yisrael. Which, why do you talk Tekla Yisrael? Someone says a vart, you know, come Noach Shemayim, person Noach. On our campus, Aretz, and seven things to Shemayim, and the person doesn't do it himself. But Morales says the reason why he's saying Yisrael is because Batsam Ein Melech B'lei Am, and Avada Chila Kamach Shemayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech on the whole Klal Yisrael. And you're a Prat in Klal Yisrael. The Torah was given to the whole Klal Yisrael. The Torah wasn't given to Yechidim. So Avada Kamach Shemayim is like a Chilak of Klal Yisrael. You're saying everyone should become Kamach Shemayim, and you're a Chilak of that. Hashem is Shem Hashem, which there's a machlekes. What's the command of Shem Hashem? Is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Denakal, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hayah Haviviyah? Always was, is, and he always will be. And so, hey, Mechaber brings down Etzem. You always should have in mind. You should have in mind both of those kavanas. The Goyin over there is Chaylik. The Goyin in Simon Hay says that. If I make a din, you only have to have in. That is a you should only make a din on to adana kol. He says by the first by kriyish you have to have both. You have to have adana kol and by via you have to have in mind both of them. Chayra, the manner of Moshe's tshuva, if you had one of them, is okay. If I remember correctly, but that's not Moshe writes at the end of the day that if a person did not have all the zak like Shmai, so and kabbal malchus Shmai, kilo like that, everything without Hashem, Elokeinu was Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashgiach on us. Hashem Echad, Rashi learns that Hakadosh Baruch Hu also loves. Everyone's going to see that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. So Moshe writes that it's. Not Makiv. Baruch Shem Kavod Machzor Olam is also Makiv. We say Blessing Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishri Bless forever. And Baruch Shem is very interesting. It's brought down that we say it quietly. Why we say it quietly? More of example, because Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe didn't say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it, therefore we say it quietly. So, Shaz, what's this like Indian of saying it quietly? So Sechaim brings down for Maral. He says, we just want to say it quietly, because that's some of the Tefillah Baruch Shem Kavod Machzor Olam is really the Kabbalah Zalmachash Shemayim. B'shlimis, that's what we're doing. And we're saying that Shema Kodesh Baruch Hu and Mekal Malchus Shemayim. He said that, amazing, in this world, we don't perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam fully, the full Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Maybe in Seichel, you know, we have Amunah, but like in Hergish and also in perception, the person doesn't really have a full appreciation and a full understanding of what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. So that he says, the morale says, the reason why we say it quietly is like, we say something quietly, sometimes like you know, you mess with confidence, you say something quietly, like don't say with like with like, you know, like they say public speaking laughs, they say we not sure just scream, right? They say. But like upon him, but you say it quietly, you know, as we're showing like it's not borrow at Slainu in this world. We don't have a full perception of it if we say it quietly. Rishkaim is a different model. He says that Batsam for us to Meshavach Mibanisham, it's Batsam like a joke. Says, you know, he says, let's say you have a whole bunch of ants coming together and, like, you know, saying, like, wow, that was a good, you know, that was a good share or something, you know, like, so, like, what is that? It's a joke, and you know, it's not, you know, a bunch of ants are nothing, so how could they come, it doesn't mean anything. So that's some Oscar by Benjamin, we're nothing. It's such a nothing, and that's time it's like a busha fast Mishpeh the Benjamin. It's kind of like, right, something like that. But, so, therefore, to say it out loud, that's Zabusha. Novas HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say it. So, therefore, that's why we have this pshar of that the mice we say it quietly. Now, very important to when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's a Mishnah that we do the mitzvah d'oraisa, right? You want to do mitzvah d'oraisa in the proper way. It says a Kriya Shema v'leishmi l'oznov yotza b'di'evet. If you say Shema, you don't hear what you're saying, you only yotza b'di'evet. I mean, you know, the muscle is like, you know, you go buy dalamina. So you could buy dalamina like for 20 shekel, or you could buy like, you know, you want to do the mitzvah of kitakune and, you know, preparation. So like, if you say Shema, you know, zaba device, and it's even more device than Lula, right? Lula on the first day. V'lo hishma la'az, and it's, your mom is doing the mitzvah, and you have the guy. And if a person has to be ruggle, that the person should make sure that he should hear it. It's also brought down that a person has to put the rev up and invake him. They have to... the tongue twisters, like, should make it into one word, like Santa Meira, Al Levecha. You should put.
You make a full pause, as
long as you. Not sure, pause. They hear into two. You know, the storm having more walked off, so it shouldn't be such a big deal. But just what time is it? 9 o'clock. What time is it now? That matter at 7.
57.
2 minutes. So you have to put a Revech being Hadvig. Yeah, if somebody's going to collect the money during Kriya Shema, so if you're in the first parasha, so it's Pratei Nami Ramis in the first parasha, you know, you can't be Ramis, so rather you know, you're stuck with it. You're doing the Maisa during Kriya Shema. If you're in the second parasha, it's Pratei Nami, you're allowed to be Ramis. You're not mechuyev to give them, because that's maybe something that's about the mitzvah, but if you want to give stuck, then being that Betzim Yisod, you're allowed to be Ramis, so then Betzim would not be a problem. Now, if you're saying Kriya Shema, it says Brady Bortan, you can do it sitting, you can do it standing, you're not supposed to be walking at the beginning, the Pasuk Rishon, and then Ta'al Avecha, you're not supposed to be walking. You're supposed to, you know, if you're saying Shema on the way to Shul or something, so you should have to say the first part before the person walks. Now, it's brought down that Machir Shema is still supposed to be sitting, standing. So at night, when you say Shema, you're not supposed to sit down, because then it looks like you're going to be Shema. If you come late in the evening, and then also like find a seat by Shema, you're supposed to sit down. It looks like you're doing by Shami. Or you're doing by the day, you're not supposed to stand up. That's why that's like, yeah, let's see, Tari, I want to stand up this morning, right? I want to sleep. So you, you know, you're not supposed to stand up by Shema, because that looks like you're doing like by Shami, and therefore I want you to not go ahead and do it. Okay, so.